I'm standing here with Brian Robeson, who just survived for 54 days in the northern Canadian wilderness without anything but a hatchet. Brian, how are you today?
I'm so happy to be here with my family and to be alive to taste the wonderful cooking of my mother again.
How have you changed since you got back?
Well, during this trip, I have learned a lot about the wild, and now I have a story to tell to my kids when I'm older.
Well, I must say, your story is a very inspiring one. Is that what prompted you to share your story with the world by writing this book, Hatchet?
Well, I thought, why not a story that would help you get an education by reading it? And it could also act as a survival guide.
Can you describe the place you were in for this 54-day period?
Well, it was very different for me from what I'm used to. Because before this happened to me, I was kind of a city boy, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
But I'll try to describe it as best as I can. The place that I was staying in had a little L-shaped lake. In the middle of it was surrounded by trees in a bluff. I slept in the cave towards the bottom of the bluff, where I had a fire going. Towards the under end of the lake, there were some raspberry bushes, which I ate from to get the fruit, because they were sure better than those gut cherries. There were swarms of mosquitoes that attacked every night, but the fire kept them away from me.
Wow, that sure was a very accurate description. You mentioned gut cherries. What were those? Why do you call them that?
Well, I didn't know what they were, and when I first had one, it didn't taste that good. And after I ate too much of them that night, I vomited really bad.
Wow. So how have you changed over the 54 days you were stranded?
Well, it's been very different for me during that 54-day period. I lost 17% of my body weight, 6% of which I got back since I was rescued. And I have emotionally changed too. I have become more alert and thankful for things I have.
What were your first thoughts as you opened the survival bag that you retrieved from the plane?
Well, I thought it was the best luck, and I felt like I was rich.
Can you tell me some or all of what was in that survival bag?
There was a sleeping bag, a foam sleeping pad, aluminum cook set, matches, two butane lighters, a sheath knife with a compass in the handle, a first aid kit, a cap, which I don't know why they would have one, a fishing kit, a .22 survival rifle, and countless freeze-dried meals.
Wow, it seems like you were living the good life up there.
You could say that.
Well, Brian Robeson, thank you for coming on tonight, and I certainly wish you safe travels in the future.
Thank you.